Here's a thought I'll title, Find the Software That Thinks Like You Do. You know, photography has become so intertwined with the world of computers and software that it's hard to visualize doing photography without a computer. Of course, I did, we all did, 50 years ago, and some of us still do today. Analog photography doesn't require a computer or software or anything, and there are certain aspects of that that are definitely very appealing. But if you're comfortable with computers, and it sort of appears as though most people are because of the relative use of film versus those of us who are doing digital workflow. But when it comes to computers and software and etc., there are so many alternatives, and it becomes more and more complex to try to offer universal advice. But here is a bit of universal advice I think applies to no matter what you're doing. And that is, have a relationship with the computer and the software that's comfortable. I use Lightroom on a PC. I've never used or owned a Mac computer. I never used the now-defunct Apple Aperture. And I know there's lots of other software, things like GIMP and Affinity. They're great software. I would not hesitate to recommend any of them, but they don't think like I think. And Lightroom does. And a PC does. And maybe that's because I've used a PC since my very first computer back in the early 1980s. And I know that there are a lot of you out there who are Mac aficionados who say, well, yeah, but you really should be using a Mac. To which my kind of standard tongue-in-cheek response is, yeah, I know, I probably should, and if someday I ever converted over to a Mac, I could probably start publishing a really good magazine. And that usually brings the conversation to a close. The point is, every piece of software, every computer, every system has a way of working that's designed by the engineers, and they think in a certain way. If you think in the same way that the engineers think, then you will have the least amount of resistance, the least amount of friction between what you want to accomplish photographically and what the computer steers you toward, or put more succinctly, the way the computer and the software engineers want you to think. If you think that way, then great. But if you don't, then it's probably useful to find a computer and a software that think the way you do. And I'd say the exact same thing about cameras, because cameras are essentially really complicated computers with lenses on them. What's the fundamental difference between a smartphone and a camera? They both are computers with optics. And if your brain works the way your device does, you probably find it easy, intuitive, and you don't even have to think about it. But if that's not the case, then maybe it's worth the time and energy to jump ship to a computer, to a piece of software, to a camera system that thinks the way you do. Because ultimately, when it comes right down to it, the way you think is the right way for you. And if you have to modify the way you think in order to successfully use a piece of software, that means you'll have to think about that every time you want to do something. And the more you think about how to control the camera, the computer, the software, the less brain power and energy you have for doing something creative, exciting, and impactful.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.